Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Joel.
Boys, how good's footy?
Sean, I reckon if I was to rank it in a number, I'd say it probably feels like a number zero right now, wouldn't it?
My head's feeling preemptively cold.
Yeah.
And it's not just the weather.
Look. Sean, I know that we don't want to... We don't want to go early.
I'm shitting myself.
Yeah.
And that's fair enough because you're in a fucking grand final.
Yeah.
But...
again, it's the top two teams.
That's great.
If we had to... take the games that we saw on the weekend and just pick a winner based on performances alone.
Yep.
I reckon that your head is going to be fucking cold
based on
as shit.
Second quarters alone.
Jesus. Fucking Christ.
Beautiful stuff.
I need to get to the bottom of something very quickly, Tom.
Sure.
Joel.
Yep. Okay.
Tom said to me before we hit record, there's something said about me by his father. I've got to know what's going on.
Terrence.
Yep.
On
the drive in.
Terrence's
to here,
hour
was on
of
the
power.
Phone to Terrence.
Court, as, no. Out. We can even have a whole hour if he wants.
Yeah. Anyway. Terrence's chunk of power.
Yeah.
We were
chunk of power.
Chunk of power.
Terrence's corner.
Terrence's triage. He's fixing problems. I don't know. I'm just trying to.
Terrence weighs in.
Terrence weighs in. Good.
Yeah. Terrence time.
Terrence time. Yeah.
Time for Terrence with Tom.
Time for Terrence with Tom. Ah, fuck. What I would love, Joel, actually, I'd like to introduce a
jingle
and to have like the 60 minutes clock ticking.
Okay.
So if it's like, Sean, it's time for Terrence with Tom. Was driving here on the phone to the great man, and he's in a good mood because he was at a wedding on the weekend.
Good.
So he says to me, before you go. Got to put this accusation to Sean. You got
accusation.
It.
Accusation. Also, you've really slid the wedding under the...
yeah.
Like, slip that in. We'll get back to that because he wasn't just at any wedding.
Yeah. Hot ticket.
Hot ticket. Mm.
Did you boys get one?
Hotter than the AFLW Grand Final.
No. Well, no, they're all sold out too.
I know because I tried to buy one.
Did you really?
I did. I had a moment of madness and I thought, fuck it, I'll go.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it. No. Gone.
Damn.
That's good though.
Did you message your dad?
It'll be packed.
My dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Voss.
I'm hoping that he just picks me up in his private jet.
Vossy Airlines.
It's his oval.
You know how ships have like a name?
Yeah.
I imagine Vossy's jet's just called the Donna.
Oh, fuck.
Anyway, there's an accusation.
Yeah.
So my dad listened to last week's episode.
Yeah. Jesus.
I think today.
Dangerous episode because as we found out the next day, I had COVID while we recorded that.
Very dangerous.
So I am obviously negative now. Yeah. Would be rude to reveal that if I wasn't.
Yeah. I've still got COVID. Yeah.
Got him.
That was a stressful Tuesday when in the lead up to my brother's wedding, which had been delayed 3 times, and I was the best man. I got a message from you being like, boys, I've got COVID. And my entire body went to glass.
Yeah. I
felt cold and hot at the same time. Felt like I had COVID.
I would also say that I would like to apologize for that because I rolled into that announcement way too chill because I forgot about the wedding on the weekend because I didn't get invited.
Yeah.
Because I would have...
Easy to forget.
Yeah, so when I would have definitely been a lot more delicate than I was. Because I think I said, fire up those COVID tests, fellas. Because a dumb cunt just tested positive. In brackets, me.
And then I think my first four responses to you were, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Not this weekend, the wedding. And then I went, oh, shit.
Mm.
And then Tom said, taking a test back in 15. And then half an hour later, Joel was like, Tom, what the fuck?
You're like, sorry, it's only been 10 minutes. I was like, Tom.
I had to find a test at work, do the test at work. Oh, it was all happening. Anyway, the accusation from Terrence is that he believes that you owe me an apology.
as I live and breathe.
What?
So last week, according to him, on the air, on the episode, we discussed the time difference between a game in Queensland and what that meant for viewers here in Australia.
Yep.
In Victoria, we are in Australia.
A 1 hour difference, yep.
Yeah, it's 1 hour.
1 hour, yep.
Yeah.
And I put to you that it was 6:40 Brisbane time for 7:40 here. And you put back to me that it was 6:40 here, 5:40 Brisbane time. And my dad reckons I was right and you were wrong.
I'd have to re-listen to it. If that is the case, it would just be me misunderstanding you saying some bullshit. Because I'm very aware of the times.
You were adamant the game.
I'll listen back.
You
were
adamant
it.
The game started at 5:40 for a 6:40 Victorian TV slot.
Okay, I will jump in here. Yeah, and I know that I'm putting myself under fire from Terrence.
Oh.
I am pretty sure, and I did have COVID at the time, but I did also edit the episode. I'm pretty sure you made the claim that it's a 6:40 start here.
No, no, no. It was always...
No. Tom, you claim that the game starts at 6:40 here, and therefore it's a 5:40 start. So the time...
No.
The time zone was never the problem.
That
you just picked the wrong start time.
I am pretty sure I said the opposite, and you said the 5:40 start time. This is coming from a man who listened to the episode today.
Look, I'll go off and have a listen. I owe you an apology, you will receive that apology.
I've not brought evidence.
But there's a massive chance that Terrence is going to owe me an apology.
There could be a big apology.
Anyway,
if I'm wrong, I'll apologize to you. And to Terrence.
Yeah.
For wasting his time.
And that's all the time we have for on Time for Terrence with Tom.
Just while we're cleaning house, Tom.
Yes.
We were talking about True Blood last week and my brain's been pumping with vampires.
We've talked about this. We were talking about this with friend of the show, Damo, from Scaredy Boys, new episodes every Friday, to talk about how we unlocked memories of watching a TV series. I've known you since 2014.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And that show's been around for years. We've talked about a lot of TV shows. We have never talked about True Blood before.
We've talked about it a lot in the last week. One thing I was thinking about today.
Yes.
Lots of times I see vampire stuff where it's like a person becomes a new vampire.
Yes.
And they're fucking strong and powerful and can take out an old vampire. Correct me if I'm wrong. In True Blood, this is not the case.
No, the if older you are, the stronger you are.
Yeah, the oldest vampire is the strongest cunt in the fucking world.
I think
right?
I think the new vampires. New vampires, though, are like they're very strong, but they're unpredictable. They're crazy, I think, is the whole thing.
Yeah. Just because I watched a vampire film this year, for instance, and in it, a character becomes a vampire and then, like, kills the old boss vampire.
Sean, I'm going to have to stop you right there. I think Joel
I just
Dush
don't like it. I just, before we get to this revelation, I just want to say I don't like it.
Yeah.
The older the vampire, the stronger.
Absolutely.
That's where I stand.
100%.
Yep.
I agree.
Joel, you have the floor.
Yeah, okay. So I just want to double check
Do you have
something.
The floor for Sean to make an apology?
Can we pause the podcast for a minute?
All right.
I just want to hear it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next week. Friday night, Metricon. Metricon, Friday night. I talked to my pals up in Brisbane. Yes. At the very family-friendly time, Sean. Not happy with the time slot. What do you mean, why not, Sean? What is it, 7:40 Melbourne time, which is 6:40 local time?
No, Sean. I think you'll find it is 6:40 Melbourne time, 5:40 local time.
No, it is.
Yeah, you were. Tom, you would find that you're a fucking
Shut
idiot.
Shut the fuck up, Tom.
Okay.
I've discussed this at length. Shut the fuck up.
We've just listened to the playback.
Terrence, what the fuck are you on?
I will accept your apology whenever you are ready, sir.
Dad.
So, the game did take place.
Tell you what, you know what it is, though, boys? He hit his head pretty hard trying to do a lift at the wedding from Dirty Dancing, and so I reckon he's cooked his own brain.
Well, I feel vindicated. I knew I was right.
Yeah.
Joel had the vibe that I was right, too. We both thought that that's how it played out. And, of course, Tom's never going to be correct. Jesus Christ, Terrence.
Yeah, because... Terrence rolls into this.
I'd like to apologize to you, Sean.
Thank you. I accept your apology.
Thanks, man.
I know it's only come on behalf of your father, who's put you into the deep water.
Yeah.
Chaotic. Fuck. Well, it's important to fact check now, because who fucking knows with how good's footy anymore?
Jacob Reed, Prime Reed, he'll be listening to this and he'll be angry because not only has he now got to fact check his brother, he's got to fact check his dad as well.
He's always had to do that, I think.
Fuck. Congratulations to the Snake Man.
Congratulations.
I
heard it was a great wedding.
It was a good wedding.
Heard it was a great wedding.
Wasn't there to experience
it. I'm actually hearing that it's going to be the summer of Snake Man.
Yeah, great. Can I just say, the night before, he's like, I got some nice messages from Joel and Sean, and he appreciated them very much.
Yeah.
As he would.
Yeah.
That's what brothers do.
Yeah, I appreciate the invite. Yeah. Oh. That's I had COVID. I couldn't go anywhere.
Were you there at the wedding, Tom, sort of scanning and being like, oh, how did that person and that person get an invite?
To be fair.
That's a yes.
Yeah. No. What I was about to say is everyone at the wedding, perfect. It was the vibes
of
the wedding.
I would hate to reveal too much behind the curtain here. Literally before we started recording, Tom was going off about how someone at the wedding was a cunt. I will obviously not reveal any further details because this is a podcast.
Yeah, correct.
But if you're listening, if you're at the wedding, you're listening, could have been you.
What a fun little game they've been playing.
Get the wedding together, round two, play the episode, everyone has to figure out who I'm talking
about. What's going to be really funny is Jacob's going to message me trying to guess who it is.
Well,
that's going to reveal a lot of cunts.
No, what I mean, you know when you go to a wedding and it's like some people are dancing and some people are just like chilling and like everyone's like, it's a mixture. Everyone was up and about. It was going off.
That's good.
I wouldn't have dropped Terrence.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it was a good vibe. It was a great vibe. It was lovely to see you married. I did a great best man speech. Joel, you'll appreciate this. I opened my best man speech quoting another great best man speech.
Mm-hmm.
By saying that I was the best man who ever lived.
Yeah, that is an incredible best man speech, as made famous by Sam Campbell.
It's true. It's correct. You got to quite the greats.
How'd the MC go?
He was very good. I have to report back. He did a fantastic job.
Yeah. Congratulations. I respect anyone who works in the industry.
My peers.
Can I just put it out to you? I think you'll love this fact. It was a brother-sister combo celebrant MC. So the sister's a celebrant, brother's
MC. So you did get two people.
No. Well,
I thought we didn't get the gig because you streamlined it down to one.
Two different roles, Sean.
Nah, fair enough. That's good.
Also, the MC was one of the groomsmen.
A great combo.
Yeah.
Oh, double shift.
Yeah. Double shift.
Usually you give it to someone that's unlucky to miss out on being a groomsman.
Ask me how many groomsmen there were.
How many?
Seven.
Jesus.
Quite a few.
Yes. So no one was really missing out on being a groomsman. Yeah.
Sounds like a pretty easy wedding to get invited to.
Yeah. Sounds like a huge guest list. Yeah.
Seven groomsmen, a cunt.
Hey, there were some omissions.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know two of them personally.
Yeah. Jackson and Adam.
Right.
All right.
So,
Sean, footy. Business. Let's go.
Business is booming.
Ooh. Friday night at the time of.
Well, Terrence knows the time. A fantastic game. A fantastic second quarter.
Yep.
It
was good to watch footy with brain fog. Every quarter I was like, what the fuck's going on? Oh, this is exciting.
What's footy?
Who's winning again? Oh!
Forward line, long been a strength. Look, every line is a strength at Brisbane at the moment, but it was pumping. Davidson and Wardlaw just doing great work. Courtney Hodder on fire too.
Davidson's hit a good vein of form at the time. Yeah.
I think her form, she's built into the season, and then for the longest part of the season, she wasn't really kicking goals. And then the last probably 3 or 4 weeks, she started to hit the scoreboard too.
Yeah.
But Stasevich has talked about it a lot. She does all these little things that maybe you don't even get stats for.
But
that's Brisbane in a nutshell, I think, particularly this year. Last season rather, Bates was clear standout, and like all O'Dwyer was all Australian and stuff like that. And this year, I think the whole squad's just sort of like, I don't know. There's a few that are nominated for the All Australian team who have had excellent seasons. Like Conan's gone up another level again and stuff like that. But I think there's just this overall consistency where it's kind of like
it's an even team performance.
Yeah, not that Bates was down in this game, but if Bates is down, someone else is up. It's just stuff like that. It's really good. They're well coached. They're well drilled. Everything's humming. That second quarter, they look fucking unstoppable.
Yeah. Yep.
You would watch that second quarter and go, they're just going to win the grand final. Anything can happen.
Well, that's
it's very
exactly,
nerve-wracking. But yeah,
exactly what I thought when I watched the second quarter.
Yeah.
It's what I thought when I watched the third and fourth quarter also.
I think they had that luxury too of just destroying them and then being able to not wreck themselves.
Yeah,
they were managed and they were just sort of took the foot off. Didn't take the foot off completely. And Adelaide had a few little moments, but it was always, they were just too far back.
Well, yeah, it was even when happened. Adelaide had like, there was a moment at the start of the last quarter where you're like, oh,
yeah,
there's maybe a sniff. But
I think they got it back to, did they get it back to three goals?
No. Yeah.
Or yep. four? I don't think it ever went four, under 20
four.
Points.
It was four, yeah. Go back to four goals and it looked like they were trying to, they got close to almost kicking another goal.
Back to four goals with maybe like 6 minutes to go?
No, it was like
7 minutes?
It was like 10.
Okay, yeah. And then, it was like, if they kick one more, maybe.
And then it went like straight back nervous. Into the forward line. Yeah.
But Brisbane were just.
But at that point, they'd only kicked. They were four goals down, but they'd only kicked three.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They had to double their score in 10 minutes, which they did not do.
No.
Yeah, I mean, they just really struggled early. That first quarter, I think it was one goal to none. And
yeah.
It was just a real. Like, it was. It's that classic thing. You'll see, like, fuckhead people on Twitter or whatever be like, oh, low scoring. But it's like, if you actually watch that game, fuck, it's good.
The contest was
awesome.
Like, but that's the thing.
What I don't fucking understand with stupid fucking cunts online that fucking, quote, love sport but think AFLW is dog shit because it's not high scoring. These fucking cunts watch fucking soccer, which is the same. Literally, what happens in soccer is the same thing that's happening in AFLW, which is like, if it's an arm wrestle, the ball's just stuck in the middle, no one's scoring a fucking goal.
Yeah.
You watch a sport that all, like, and love the world's game or whatever.
Sorry, soccer, dog boring shit. As fuck. That can be low scoring, but also there's no high marks, there's no fucking huge hits and tackles. Look, you know where I stand on cricket, soccer. That's lower than the core of the earth for me. The World Cup, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Footy
is good.
Condolences to Qatar, who hosted.
No condolences to Qatar. They're a fucking shit show of a country. Fuck them into space.
They can get fucked.
Did you see footage of their game when they were 2-0 down and all
fuck
the crowd
you,
that hired?
They left.
They left. I was listening to something the other day.
Soccer's such a funny game to. I didn't know that they'd been hired, but yeah, I should. That's probably what's happened. Soccer is such a funny game to leave early, to be like, down by two goals, there's 40 minutes to go, fuck this shit. Anything could happen. Like, it's two goals. There's goals is a very handy lead in soccer,
There's also a part in the same game where the Qatar fans that are also clearly paid to be there try and start a chant, but they can't clap in time, so it just doesn't happen.
It's I was listening and reading to a thing about the whole, like, this is the thing, right? People talk about the world game. Like, the AFL do some dodgy shit. They are nowhere near as dodgy as FIFA.
Oh, yeah,
who FIFA's are the dodgiest? Sepp Blatter.
Sepp, I think, yeah.
Had to get up there and be like, no, Qatar is a great soccer nation. Their country, I think, as a whole, isn't even in the top 50
of
countries in the world. They're 50th.
For their men's soccer team?
Yeah. They're 50th in the world. They don't have any of the infrastructure. They had to fucking...
Well, no.
No.
Sorry. Italy is, I think, ranked 6th, but because of a weird qualification quirk, a nod at the World Cup.
Yeah.
It's a bizarre.
But it's like... They had to...
I live with... I have Italian family and... Soccer sucks shit for the last 8 years. Baffling.
Revenge for the 2004 World Cup.
Six
World Cup.
In Germany.
Yeah.
I remember because I had it on PlayStation 2.
Yeah. I bet Australia won every time you played.
Fuck yeah, they did.
Yeah, fucking.
Turned offside off, that's for sure.
Yeah. Tim Cahill just standing.
Just
kicked a double hat trick.
Anyway, fuck soccer. Sucks. Badge watch.
Ooh.
Legend Lions group chat, Jess said to the Melbourne people, any of your Melbourne folks want some footy badges? Because as I've said on the show, impossible to get.
Can't get them.
So a few people put an order in. She's sending them down.
Jess.
Legend. There's a few, like, it was, I couldn't get certain players I wanted and stuff.
Yeah,
I think I've ended up getting, because they were hot. I think they were hot sales up there.
Yeah.
I've got Hickey coming. And I'm pretty sure I've got O'Dwyer coming.
Oh!
Yeah, very excited.
Juicy.
Try to get a Conway. Sold out.
Yeah.
Well, of course, Sean. Yeah. She's one of the best.
When she said, oh, who do you want? I just panicked. I looked at the whole list and I was just like, the anxiety killed me. I'm like, I've.
One of all Hickey, of them, O'Dwyer. Please, Jess.
Yeah, I could have had all of them, honestly.
Yeah. That's exciting.
I need to get another Bonnie Toogood badge because I gave mine away.
Yeah.
Felt good at the time. Feels bad now.
Adelaide, good season.
Yes. Yeah.
I think there's been three really good teams and they're the third.
Yeah.
Adelaide, they always are.
They're not going anywhere.
Yeah. And they've got, again, it's like, you're like, oh, what's going to happen when these players leave? Well, a bunch of new ones are going to come through and have just shown that they're very good.
They're parts of the game that looked pretty flat, which is understandable because they played in a fucking river last week.
Yes.
And the forward line just, like, Brisbane's back line's just too polished. They just couldn't get the breakthroughs they needed.
Yeah.
And yeah, honestly, I just think Brisbane's a lot better than Adelaide this season.
Yes.
So it would have been a fucking miracle for them to steal that win.
It's, again, the two teams in the grand final are the two best teams all year.
It's good. It's what you want every year and you almost never get it. So it's exciting.
Yeah. Juicy. Yeah.
Very juicy. Mm. Next game, which was almost those points where I was like, fucking hell, is something very fucked going to happen here?
Yeah.
No. It's okay because Daisy Pierce was like, no.
There is going to be a fucked thing happening, which is me kick this fucked goal.
How good was that goal?
That was a very big, I'd have to look at the stat sheet, but just from watching the game, it didn't seem like Daisy had a massive game.
Now she was.
I feel like that was very much a, I could pass this off. I'm going to kick this fucking goal and put us into the prelim, into the grand final.
Into the grand final. Yeah. I think it was a case of North did a really good defensive job at blocking up the lanes, so Melbourne just couldn't lead.
Yeah.
The issue that North had, though, was then when they went, they had a moment in the third quarter, I think they were all over Melbourne.
It wasn't just a moment, Tom. It was an entire quarter.
Yeah.
They
couldn't.
They fucking, like.
They just couldn't translate it into scores.
The wave of inside 50s.
Yeah, it was fast.
North should really, like, North should have won this game.
Yeah, I mean,
they weren't 100% on early, but in that third quarter, there was a fucking avalanche, and it, like, I was so frustrated watching it.
That back line just held on.
My girlfriend was like, who do you want to win? I said, to be honest, probably Melbourne, because I like Daisy Pierce, and I want the two best teams.
Yeah.
But, like, I was going for North in that third quarter.
Yeah, you're like,
they're the underdog, and I was just like, you're on here, fucking go, and they wasted it.
The amount of times, too, they kicked it, and it, like, fell just short of the goal line, and then just got picked up.
Melbourne were just picking them off.
Yeah. And I guess, like, North showed in that prelim, like, they didn't finish as high on the ladder, obviously. But
I think they finished eighth.
They did.
But the fact that they played most of the teams in the top eight and they had experience against a better team, you're like, oh, yeah, I can see that now.
Yep. Yeah. Watching North in that third quarter felt like Melbourne did to North what North did to Geelong in that first round of finals, where Geelong had so many inside 50s and North just had an answer every time.
Yeah.
Weathered the storm and then just held on.
It's a good hit out for Melbourne. And just back to Brisbane quickly, one thing I do like about Adelaide showed a bit of fight late. And it was good because as a Brisbane fan, I didn't want them to just roll through the game without a challenge.
Yes.
It's good that they had to switch on mentally and physically and be like, we've got to stop this challenge and kick on here. So they should hit the game ready. Melbourne will be ready too. Daisy Pierce's last game.
Has she said that?
I think that's confirmed, isn't it?
Is it though?
I don't think it is
confirmed. I don't think she's... It's very much rumoured that this is her last game, but
Could very well be her last game. Very likely.
Yeah. Michael Voss Oval. No better place to play the last game.
The Oval thing's annoying me just in the naming of it. Like someone was calling it the Springfield Reserve Center, and then it's Brighton Homes Arena.
Yeah.
And I think the facility is Brighton Homes Arena and the oval itself is Michael Voss Oval.
Yeah.
It's just annoying. Michael Voss Oval is not getting mentioned at all in the coverage. It's all Brighton Homes.
It must be, because there'd be a media release telling him what to call it.
Yeah, for sure. Just call it Michael Voss Oval.
Yeah, here's our media release.
Hope call Jason Bennett got the memo.
It's kind of like how Geelong is GMHBA, but a lot of people still call it Cadinia Park.
Mm. Can I make a comment on Channel 7?
Yes, they can go to hell, fuck them, VFL
They can
shit.
Fuck off, VFL bullshit. So I'm watching my game on Friday night, two commentators. I believe it was Nigel Carmody.
Yep.
Is that right? And Chatty Cathy from memory was doing it too. And then he had Sam Lane on boundary. So you've basically got two callers. Sam Lane just chips in with injury stuff.
That's their job as a boundary writer.
Yeah, and interviews and stuff like that. So basically you've got two people calling the game. I tune into the Melbourne game the following day. You've got two people commentating, two people special comments, one of them Paddy Dangerfield.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Said Emma Kearney at one point.
Danger.
Initially,
we're laughing now. Yeah. Sean was ready to crawl into his TV and beat the shit out of Patrick
Dangerfield.
You
know who should? Emma Kearney should beat the shit out of him.
Initially, I was angry at him, but over the course of the game, I'm like, oh, no, it's obvious that you do. Like, he's not the most knowledgeable special comments guy, but he knew, like, he was invested.
It was very clear he has watched women's football before.
I think
before.
He probably panicked in the moment and saw her name written down on paper and his mind just went to what it looks like on paper.
Yeah,
there were other times in the game where he said Kearney, but because I'll tell you what, she got the ball so much. My girlfriend was sort of just pottering around while I was watching it, and she kept, like, in that first 5 minutes, she goes, "Fucking Al Carney's had the ball heaps," and she wasn't wrong. Like, they called her name like 10 times in the first 5 minutes.
That new role for her, unbelievably good.
Yeah.
It's what they've done with Daisy, but the other end of the ground.
Yeah, oh, for sure, yeah.
It's good shit.
So, yeah, I was annoyed because they had two commentators, two special comments, and Sam Lane on the boundary.
Yeah. And
that's double the squad. It's just laziness.
Yeah.
Hire up someone in Queensland if you don't want to pay to fly somebody up.
Or, I don't know.
What the fuck?
If you're going to bid millions of dollars to be the single sole free-to-air rights holder for this sport, guess what? Spend some fucking money.
And, of course, it wouldn't be a women's game if the scoreboard and timer didn't disappear off the screen at random moments.
Intervals, yep.
That coverage just annoys me.
Yeah.
Like, that's just weak as piss.
It's shit.
And being a Brisbane fan, I've noticed it a lot this season. You'll get a real skeleton crew for interstate games.
I mean,
there's also... mindset, disgusting.
I mean, even like... It's not
I bet they'll
VFL.
Fly them all up this week.
Well, they will. For the grand final, they'll have probably what they had for the Melbourne Kangaroos game.
Just on the grand final too, there's been a lot of people firing up about the choice of venue.
Hmm.
But I want to, like, people are sort of like, why are Brisbane getting to do this? It's actually not Brisbane's fault. Like, this is actually different to the Richmond.
Finish on top, cunts.
Well, no, but sure.
You're talking more generally. Yes. I'm going to talk very specifically about Melbourne supporters who are like, that one Joel who was like, oh, the AFL always screwing Melbourne. It's like, shut the fuck up and kick one more point against West Coast in the final round.
And then we wouldn't be having this discussion. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. People having to go, oh, it's not league standard. And I'm like, trying to explain to this person on Twitter, the AFL don't want to be sued.
No.
Okay. I know you don't think the grass is proper. They have outside people who aren't aligned with Brisbane, go and test the grass and be like, that's a standard you can play on.
Yes.
That has already happened. Greg Swan talked about today, two different independent people have gone up and done that.
But also, if you
get... They'll do it again before the game starts.
But also...
You have to do this stuff.
This, again, I'm going to fire up at the AFL.
Then, sorry, Tom, then this fuck knuckle, this absolute idiot was like, oh, well, you know, well, they put Collingwood and Adelaide out in unsafe. And I'm like, oh, you mean when the fucking lightning went off and the protocol kicked in and they took them off the ground? Oh, it was still unsafe. Shut the fuck up. If you want it, just say that you're a Melbourne supporter who lives in Melbourne who wants to go to a Melbourne grand final.
And that's,
shut the fuck up.
And also, like, the AFL wouldn't give a shit. If they were like, ground's not ready, they would just have it at Marvel. They wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
It's one of those
things,
too.
They're just like, sorry, Brisbane. Oh, actually, there's more supporters, so whatever.
You've got to have integrity. When you come into a season and say, whoever finishes top gets the home final, it's the AFL's fault for not booking in the Gabba and not booking in Metropon. So now they're scrambling. This venue's not ideal capacity-wise.
Yeah.
But it's going to be fine. It's going to look great.
Someone was arguing. It's 8, like
8,000 is a lot better than 2.
8, 000, well, someone was like brought that up. Said, oh, you know, people got so upset about Brendan Gale. This is exactly the same. It's completely different from one reason and one reason only. The AFL have to pick a venue in Queensland as part of the agreement they set out to do. The real villains in this story, the AFL fucked up, A, by announcing this season 7 so fucking late in the piece, and then B, not having a plan in place.
Not having a backbone to fight against cricket.
But also, don't try to organise it. Don't try to organise it like 4 weeks before the end of the season.
Honestly, Gil should just fuck off immediately because his whole thing, oh, we're going to give it clean air. It's going to be great. You didn't plan anything, you stupid cunt.
And as I said, there was that interview with Nicole Livingston where one of the reasons they moved it here is she thought that men's supporters would just trickle over to the sport. And that didn't happen. And she was kind of surprised by that. It's like, it just proves that you don't actually know,
man,
that you don't know what you're doing. Put us in charge.
They're fucking idiots.
Putting us in charge, dangerous.
Dangerous, because we're fucking idiots. But we're fucking idiots who love footy.
We're going to be like, hey, Gil wants to play the first game in China or whatever.
Boys, we're playing it in Qatar.
I'm going to play the first game on the moon.
Oh, footy in space, baby.
Footy in space.
I'm annoyed too when I'm seeing, and look, it's a mainly a Melbourne media thing, because there is a VFL mindset, I believe. I don't even have to say I believe. It's just fact. Oh, especially, sorry, when I saw the Herald Sun headline, which was like AFLW grand final at training venue. And it's like, Lauren Wood, don't call it that. Like, this is a purpose. Sorry, I know I'm biased.
Yeah.
This has been purpose built.
What do you want them to do?
From next season onwards, this is Brisbane's home ground.
Yeah.
They're going to play every game there, every home game there.
Yes.
If they get the grand final, if they finish top next year and qualify for the grand final will be there again. Unless the AFL are like, oh no, it's got to be at Marvel every year.
Or unless the AFL get their act together and it is at the Gabba.
I'm sick of seeing people, Melbourne people, say, oh, this is bullshit. What about the growth of the game? The game doesn't just exist in Melbourne. Don't take the game away from Queensland just because you want to have, you're not going to get 50,000 people at Marvel anyway. I keep seeing this stat. What's the average crowd for a grand final? 23,000?
Yep.
That's very inflated by that 53,000 that they had at the Adelaide one.
Yeah.
Yep. There was a Brisbane versus Bulldogs grand final here in Melbourne. I think it had 7,000 people.
Yeah.
So don't like, I can't remember which person it was. It was an ex-player and they were like, oh, for my mind, it's got to be at a 10,000 capacity minimum. Well, this is 8,000. So you're going to rip it away from that state, from that team who finished top for the purpose of 2,000 seats.
Again,
I don't care. Grow the game. People always saying this now. It's all about growing the game, growing the game. Grow the game outside of Victoria as well. Yeah. This is great for Queensland footy.
Also, having more tickets to the grand final isn't going to grow the game.
No, well, no, but it's
people are going to watch on TV. Most people are going to watch on TV anyway.
Yeah.
So seeing a ground, you prefer to watch a ground that's got a capacity of 8,000 people, fucking packed, than a Marvel Stadium on TV with the top two levels on, like there's no one on them.
But also like...
And where they'll probably move the crowd to not on the broadcast side anyway, like a Geelong. No disrespect to Geelong.
Full disrespect to Geelong.
I've told you, when I watch that, I'm kind of like, I wish the cameras were on the other side.
Yeah.
Because you want to see it. You can hear it, but I want to see it too. You're going to see it on the weekend. And I tried to get a ticket before. It's sold out. So I assume there's going to be 8,000 people.
I've had another crack, I reckon, because sometimes when tickets sell out,
currently sold out if we release a few more. I think they're sold out to general and then they'll release more to the members and stuff like that. So we'll see what happens.
But
but it's going to be a good fucking spectacle.
Yes. It's the two best teams playing off.
These dumb people on Twitter, it doesn't even have, benches, doesn't have food outlets. You dumb cunt. Do you think that between now and the grand final, they're not going to put benches in? Do you think they're not going to have food options? Have you heard of food trucks? They might not even do food truck. They'll probably just put a food outlet in by Sunday. Do these people not understand how these things work?
I would say no. I'm going to assume not. But also, this is the thing. There's a lot of this rage, like the Lauren Wood article.
Benches. Shut up.
The Lauren Wood article, though, it's aiming the rage at the wrong point. Blame the AFL. This is a mess of the AFL's doing.
Yeah, I feel like they're blaming Brisbane, and that's not it. It's Gil's
fault.
The
AFL fucked this.
It's Nicole's fault.
They fucked it.
Yeah.
Right? So, let Brisbane host it next time. Be better organised. Or look, hell, if you want to change it so the rule is it's always at one venue like the men's grand final, do that next year. But it's the AFL who've made this
decision.
They
probably will, Tom, and it'll probably be Melbourne, despite the fact that between Adelaide and Brisbane have played in every grand final.
Titans.
Sean.
Yeah, they have.
Did you hear the words not come out of my mouth?
Because you were thinking about it and you went, yeah, fuck.
I was speechless.
Yeah. So I like that it rotates around.
Yeah.
You shouldn't penalise the team because the AFL are a fucking rabble of an organisation.
Yeah, it's true.
If they really wanted to, they could have opened the checkbook to cricket and said, we want the Gabba.
Yeah.
It's not that fucking hard to work around a pitch for a fucking game of cricket that no one's going to go to anyway. What's it for? Is it for Sheffield Shield?
I don't know.
And it's not even
the Brisbane, whatever they are. No one cares.
Queensland Sheffield Shield. It's not even, the game's not until the 17th of December.
Do you know what I mean? What's the issue here? These fucking idiots. They're so precious about their cricket pitches. Sick of it. Makes me sick to my stomach. Cricket. I've never said this on the show. It can get fucked.
You absolutely have said that on the show before. Said that before on the show too.
Yeah. All of them.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Shove your sandpaper up your ass.
What are you doing?
I love footy. I love Queensland footy, and that's where it's staying.
It's fucked up. There's only 1 week of footy left for the entire year now.
Considering we've had so many weeks of football.
Only 1 week of how good's footy left.
It's true.
Forever.
We've been going since February.
Oh, fucking hell.
January, even. We need to let people know that we are potentially going to watch the game live.
Well, we are. This is locked in. The only thing that will change this is if Sean is interstate.
And then we will literally then walk from out there.
Which is a couch.
Thoughts on just, say I get a ticket, say I book a flight, go up.
Yeah.
Thoughts on me taking a shaver with me?
Oh, 100%.
Lining the boundary and just like when they're carrying the cup around, just be like, oi, Lutkins, this is for you. And she'll be like, what the fuck is going on? And I get arrested.
I reckon you could probably get in contact with the Brisbane Lions AFLW team if you're at the game and be like, hey, just
if you
so
win,
you know,
I'm shaving my head.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can make their social media team.
Yeah, if you just tweeted that to them during the game, like at the game.
Not even before the game.
Before the game. If Brisbane win, I'm going to be at the ground. I will be shaving my head if they win.
To celebrate.
Time.
They will come over to you.
They'll shave. Like,
they'll shave it for
they
me.
Could shave your head.
Yeah.
AFLW players have gotten heaps into taking B-reels with fans. It's shaving true. Your head's not that different. It's a bit more personal, but whatever.
I'll hold the cup. The players can all have a crack.
Shave your head into the cup, empty the cup.
Oh, jeez.
No, but in all likelihood, yeah, we'll be watching it together and recording.
Which also means probably a couple of beers before we record. So who knows that's what that episode will sound like.
Spicy. Yeah.
So it could sound spicy.
Gas leaky.
Oh, beer fumed.
Going to be big. Joel.
Tom.
Do we have any emails?
We do.
Before we get to the emails, sorry, Joel. Yep. Is there an exciting Essendon
update? So the day we're recording this, Monday the 21st, Essendon's men's preseason has officially started. Tip is back.
Yes.
Looking good. Mm. Huge arms.
But Joel, what did he post today?
He posted on his Instagram story just a photo of him at training and just said home.
Oh, that's
I fucking love that. That's what this show is about. That's what how good's footy is.
I haven't mentioned this on the show yet. Yeah. The reason he decided he was coming back to footy was he drove around all of Australia with his dog and he had a beautiful time but realized that footy was very important to him and he wanted to come back to the game.
That's a TV movie. That's a movie.
That is Red Dog. Red Dog 3. Red and Black Dog.
I haven't seen Red
Sash.
Dog. There's another movie called Dog with Channing Tatum where it's him and his dog. I don't know what the movie is.
It's him and his former Army Chief's dog that Channing Tatum and Guy are
is
in
it like
Army.
A delivering ashes type situation?
It's a delivering dog to funeral thing, I think.
Oh, that's the kind of movie I'd watch.
Yeah, well, it's called...
Watching movies with dogs in it is difficult for me because my dog goes nuts. So one of the all-time fantastic films, Togo, don't get to watch as much as I'd like to.
It'd be on every week if you didn't have a dog.
Yeah. And that's exciting, but also just Essendon news as well, I guess. Connor McKenna's back, but not at the Bombers.
Yeah, he's gone to Brisbane.
I don't know how to feel about that. Interesting. We'll see how that turns out.
So, yeah.
Just while we're on players who were with someone and coming back, do you remember at the start of this year, Geelong signed that Irish kid from the Gaelic Footy League who was a gun, Mullins? Mm. And then just before preseason started, he's like, actually, I'm going to get too homesick with COVID and
is
stuff.
He back?
He's like, yeah, I'm going to come.
To Geelong?
Yes.
Jesus.
Here's Tipper and his dog, Drover.
Oh,
Drover.
What a
Drover.
Good dog.
That's a good dog. Is that a Kelpie? I don't know dog breeds specifically.
He looks like a dog from Bluey.
Yeah.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good dog. That's awesome. Great player.
Australian Sheepdog? Is that the Kelpie?
Yeah, they're like a farm dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he pretty much decided he had unfinished business.
Blue Heeler?
I think it's all in the same sort of
vibe,
vicinity. Yeah,
yeah. I don't know dogs.
I don't know dogs either. Mm. I know Labradors and Jack Russells.
Yeah.
You don't even have either of those dogs.
Yeah. Well, that's just what I grew up around.
Yeah.
Lab and Jack Russell. So now I guess I know what a Poochon looks like as well.
I've got, we know Golden Retrievers and Dalmatians in my house.
See, a Golden Retriever and a Labrador, that's, you know, same, yep. Surely.
Nah, longer fur on a Golden Retriever.
Well, the same. Yeah. They look, it's, you know, same family.
Yep.
Yeah. One of them fucked at some point.
Back to Essendon just real quick. Essendon's men's team. Because again, look. It's a horrible time of the year for me because preseason's
expectations, baby.
It's already come up being like, oh, like ladder predictors are starting to fire up.
Yeah.
People are talking seventh or eighth rest.
Just wait till Jake Stringer does a PB.
And, oh, he's come back fitter than ever. Yeah,
fitter than ever.
Because Draper came back to preseason really early. But today, because they're back at training, it was funny because Tipper had posted him training and the Essendon like official Instagram had posted photos of him
training.
First
to fourth year players.
Yeah. And Draper just dropped a huge photo set from Europe today as well. Oh. So it looks like
he's partying. Yeah, he's all business.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the mullet.
He's trying to trick the other ruckman.
He looks like he's they're like, oh, he hasn't gone back yet. I can relax for a bit longer.
Is Draper from South Australia?
He might that's a good question.
Going back a few weeks, Kane Corns was saying that he saw him like just training at like a local oval or something. And Cornsy was,
hot
under
right.
the collar because Draper looked fucking fit.
Good reporting. Just quickly on Kane Corns. We've only got one email this week, so I'm happy to fill in a little bit of Kane Corns talk.
Yeah.
A video of him when he was 19 has resurfaced where he says he loves movies.
Yes.
The interviewer is like, oh, what's the most recent movie you've seen? He says Spider-Man, the 2002 Tobey Maguire Spider-Man is the one he's talking about. And the reporter's like, oh, it's a great movie. Everyone loves it. And he's like, nah. And then she's like, what? You didn't like it? He's like, yeah, it was pretty good, but that Green Goblin. He hates Green Goblin.
I love it.
Yeah.
That reminds me of...
And I told him to get a letterbox.
And he gave it a like, which means that if he didn't know what letterbox was, he definitely Googled it.
That's why I tagged letterbox in there as well, so he would click on it to see what it is. So I hope he signed up. Might have a search for him.
Kane Corns a letterbox.
It would be so funny if he was just like posting reviews for highlights. Just footy highlights.
I just think he'd be perfect for letterboxed.
What do you reckon?
Takes.
What do you reckon? Oh,
everything's one star or five stars. Yeah,
what do you reckon Kane Corns' top four is?
Oh, fuck. I don't even know.
It'd be the typical footy boy movie. So there'd be like a Shawshank. There'd be like a war movie in there.
I know that he loves Shawshank.
It'd be Shawshank, Green Mile.
Yep. Fury.
No, Fury's too new.
Okay.
But I reckon
The castle
and Saving Private Ryan.
I reckon he'd throw, instead of the castle, I reckon it'd be like just a random Happy Gilmore.
It'd
have to be like a Sandman from his childhood.
Oh, absolutely.
Or a Billy Madison or something like that. Waterboy.
I reckon Happy Gilmore. I reckon you were bang on the money on Happy Gilmore.
I'm going to rewatch Happy Gilmore. I haven't thought about it for a while, and then there was a lot of, we were doing a charity thing at work.
Yeah.
And had like a golf chipping challenge.
Just Happy Gilmore in, got a lot of
that's your home. Are you too good for your home?
It was like a 5-meter shot, and someone was trying to do the big run up hit.
Happy Gilmore's unreal.
Yeah, fantastic.
Great movie.
Yep. Probably a 4-star movie, I reckon.
I think I gave it 3.5, and I reckon I regret that every day. Yeah. 5.
Yeah. Make a sequel.
Oh.
I saw a pitch, just while we're on golf chat, I saw a pitch for a Happy Gilmore movie on Twitter for a sequel.
Yeah.
And it was like, he teams up with Shooter McGavin and they go to hell to play golf against the devil to save Chubbs.
I
love it.
Yeah, that's unhinged. Sandman's got a movie coming out soon, doesn't he?
Oh, I hope so. One he released this year called Hustle. Great basketball movie.
Great basketball movie.
Awesome film.
Sean.
I'm going to rewatch that.
How good's basketball?
Oh, it's fantastic. Go the Celtics.
Sean's unlocked my basketball brain, Joel.
Oh, he's a big, basketball
a lot of basketball.
Yep.
Sometimes teams I don't even know. And I'm like, I don't know any of these fuckers, but
honestly,
I'm having
Joel,
a good time.
If Tom and I aren't talking about True Blood now, we're talking about basketball.
Yeah, I had to. I'm scared about basketball because recently I've had a lot going on.
We've got to play, actually. We haven't played for a while.
We haven't played in a long time.
Yeah.
Tom wasn't even there last time we played.
Yeah, we've got to see what his three-point shot is.
Yeah, we could be there all day.
We all know I'm defensive mindset.
Oh, that's right. Fucking Spaceman's coming out soon.
Yeah, Spaceman Bohemia.
Yeah.
Ah, Sandman.
Goes to space.
Is it a serious film?
Becomes friends with a big spider.
I think it's a serious Sandman, though.
Yeah. It's a serious Sandman. Paul
Dano. Weird, serious Sandman.
Adam Sandler, Paul Dano, Carey Mulligan.
Oh, Mulligan's quality.
Directed by the person who made Chernobyl.
Ooh. Oh. Great series.
He's also got Murder Mystery 2 coming out and a movie called You Are So Not Invited to My Bar Mitzvah.
Murder Mystery is really up our alley, Tom.
It's Jennifer Aniston, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, but just like the sort of the mystery of it, I think it's got heist elements. But I started it once, and it's got the weirdest opening ever to a movie. Like, I didn't go more than 5 minutes. Because it just like, I can't even describe it. It starts in a way where it's like, that shouldn't be the first scene of a movie. This just doesn't make, weird movie. Okay. Baffling. Maybe I'll give it another go.
Well, that's the thing about a lot of Sandman movies.
Yeah.
Like, the ones people like, these are really bad. You watch them, and they're more weird than bad, because they're never boring. They're just like, why did you do this?
Why make that choice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I love about Hustle, though, is it's clearly they're like, what movie do you want to make next? And he's like, can I make a movie where I just get to hang out with basketballers that I like? And they went, yes. And he's like, caveat, everyone in basketball loves my character.
Yeah. And I want to be married to Queen Latifah.
Can I just say, perfect pairing.
Yeah, they're great.
Believable as a couple.
Have you?
Sandman and Queen Latifah.
Have you seen Foster playing a big cunt.
Yes.
Really. Have you guys seen the Meyerowitz stories, New and Selected?
No.
Check it out. Okay. It's Neil Baumbach.
Oh, yeah. He's about to have a kid again.
Yeah, with Greta Gerwig.
Yeah. Mm.
It stars Adam Sandler, Ben Stiller, Dustin Hoffman.
Ooh.
Ben Stiller and Adam Sandler are brothers. Dustin Hoffman's their dad.
Okay.
Serious stuff?
Comedy drama. Same thing.
I like a bit of Serious Stiller.
Both of them is so serious. You get Serious Sandman and Serious Stiller.
That's good stuff.
But it's also a Neil Baumbach film, so it's like, it's funny too.
Yeah. Do you mean Noah?
Noah, yeah. Did I keep saying Neil?
Yeah, my brain was like, that's the only Baumbach I know is Noah. Sorry,
I meant to say Noah, but I had space on the brain and also
Neil
I had COVID.
Yeah.
A day
and you were thinking
ago.
Of like Neil Blomquist.
Yeah.
Blomkamp.
Yeah, who knows what I was thinking of.
So that email.
Yeah.
That email. So we got one email.
Is it from the Sandman?
It's not from the Sandman.
One day.
Bit of a defeated email.
From Tom Cruise?
It's not from Tom Cruise either.
One day.
Oh, it's from the show's Tom Cruise, I would say.
Jesus.
Andy Savage.
He can hold his breath for ages.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to when you're Barry for North.
Boys. How good's footy, you ask? Not great for me.
I know, mate.
We won the premiership quarter.
Don't try to suck up to him now.
Shut up. You can't talk.
No, I can't, but you fucking did.
What are you talking about? You just made that joke about it.
Oh, get fucked. Don't even try to put that on me. Andy, if you're listening and you can't tell the difference between Sean and I's voice, Jesus Christ, mate. Sorry. He's kicked you at your lowest ebb while he is riding high going into a grand final.
Tom, you were kicking.
Something I would also do.
You've been kicking him all year.
So come after Sean the same way he came after me.
Anyway, bottom of the ladder, let's you won the premiership.
No, Andy knows I'm right. You do have to hold your breath when you're North. It's been a long time underwater.
We won the premiership quarter, but lost the match.
Yep, correct.
Just couldn't convert. Needed that grand final after this year. And then a lot of just like slamming the keyboard. Then, hi. First lady of footy, Eva Savage here. I've dragged my sobbing husband, Andy, off the keyboard before his tears could ruin it. Go, Melbourne! Oh. Lions cannot stop us!
Oh, I forgot about this, actually.
Go, D's. Regards, Eva Savage.
Oh, Eva Savage. Savage to Andy Savage.
Wow.
Eva or Ava, I know that whichever one is the right one to say.
We said the right one.
Yeah. Thanks for the email.
It was a duo.
Hey, power of love.
Power of love. That's dangerous.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So she's Melbourne.
Yep.
We learned this last week.
Yeah, because they had a fight about it.
Yeah, it's going to... wonder how it's going to feel to lose 2 grand finals in 1 year.
Oh!
That's big. If you want to send us an email, you can find us at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com, or you can find us individually on Twitter, which is currently, at time of recording,
still alive. And Dusha, currently, at the time of recording, not banned.
Got unbanned at the same time as former President Trump.
You've tweeted. He hasn't.
Yeah.
He's come out and said, I'm not coming back.
And I came back and just said exactly the same thing that got me banned in the first place. Didn't get banned again. System works.
Can't believe the Queen died before Twitter.
I can. I didn't think Twitter was going to die.
Yeah. I wish she could have seen it, you know?
Maybe that's why she died. Anyway.
She's used to watching empires fall.
Yeah.
So you can find me on Twitter at Deuce13. If I don't come up, I've probably been banned again.
I'm at Awkward Trade.
I'm at Carney from 55.
And it turns out that you're not allowed, comedy's back on Twitter, but you're not allowed to say, I'm going to kill Elon Musk with a big rock. That's what I've learned.
Oh, Sean. Big week.
Sean.
Fire up them Clippers, baby.
Brisbane by 3 goals.
3 goals?
3 goals.
I like it.
Brisbane by 7 points.
Oh, I like it a little less, but still love it.
Maybe it's the 100-point win.
I imagine. At what point would we shave the head?
Quarter time. Yeah.
Imagine if we win early.
Go early, and then you've just got to concentrate for the back half, just trying to grow your hair back. Just in there like,
paint or glue, just sticking it up. Using a bit of marmalade, Paddington style.
Oh, yes. Oh, imagine if there's a huge controversy or something and the decision gets overturned after the game.
Oh. I'll sue the AFL for my hair.
You'd win.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.